But first, we're going to play him his song of the week he chose. And this is a song from Jose A.M. I think he's a DJ. And his song, Cowabunga. So let's listen to this. Had me dancing around anyway. Thanks, everybody. That was Cowabunga from Jose A.M. And that was the pick of the week of Shkwait Shachlech, my brother from Gwaishkna, B.C. He's a survivor of Guillain-Barré syndrome, lymphoma cancer, stage 4. The big forest fires of a few years ago and the big flood of a few years ago. And a very big inspiration for myself and many other people that know his story and history, and just always special to get him onto our program. Welcome to the program, Shkwaitsh. How are you doing today?
I'm doing as well as can be, still breathing.
Wonderful.
Waiting on.
So awesome, man. Inspiring. We have a subject today, and it's on change. And would love to hear your words on that.
Yeah, when I think of change, I think a lot of people like to change just for the sake of change, eh? There's good change and bad change, and that kind of change is most often bad.
Mm.
But right now, I'm going through change. Mm-hmm. And positive change. I want to get healthier and recover.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm not I'm not being spontaneous on change with my health.
Yes.
I should have been 10, 20 years ago. Would have bypassed all this.
Yeah, that's right.
Health issues. Mm-hmm. But, you know, that's life. We live in the moment. And if it's the wrong moments, they pile up. And the change they bring is bad.
Mm.
You know, not to say that it's terminal. Well, for some it is, but for most of us, it's forcing us to bring about positive change.
Mm.
Change that'll help us continue on to give comfort to our loved ones.
Mm.
That's what I think of when I think of change, because it's got to be positive change, none of this negative change.
Yes. It's awesome coming from you, because, you know, you've gone through a lot of trauma and trials, mm-hmm. and a lot of negative things that affected you, and yet it's, I guess when you think about it, it more or less forged your resolve and your position in life to continue on and grow and be a positive influence to us and everybody out here in the world struggling away and wishing they know that wishing for hope, wishing for purpose and direction, and just your ability to rebound and continue on in your life and focusing on getting stronger and healthy and maybe even climbing mountains again and going out and hunting, fishing, you know, that's pretty awesome, mm-hmm. and very inspiring. So we really appreciate you coming on and spending your time with us and bringing some music and bringing life to us.
Absolutely.
You know, I figure that was part of my therapeutic change, mm-hmm. going from the remorseful dirges to upbeat, you know, toe tapping, butt swinging, fun music.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I do occasionally request a deeper song, but I prefer more of the bounce, you know, because it makes me feel positive, makes me want to move again.
Yes.
Makes me want to be able to climb our mountains once more.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
A helicopter could drop me off up there, and I guess I could be the sage. Don't have to climb. I'm there already.
yeah, for sure. Yeah, well, anyways, we really thank you for joining us, and we're looking forward to hearing from you again soon.
Yes, definitely.
Yeah, I thank you guys for putting up with me, trying to spout positivity. Hopefully it sounds positive and not more angry and bitter.
It's coming out very good.
So I thank you guys there.
Thank you.
Behind the mics and the guys in the back, the listeners here and abroad. I thank you all for your well wishes, thoughts, prayers, and love. I send it all back to you a thousandfold.
Beautiful. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right. So lots of love to you, and have a great week and weekend. And we're looking forward to hearing from you again soon. And bye for now.
Yes, bye-bye.
Okay, bye for now.
All right. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that was my brother Shkwait Shakhlak from Gwaishkina, BC. And just always a special time to spend with him and get some of his positivity and encouragement and inspiration. So we're going to carry on with our program, and coming up next we're going to be having a song that was from sung by Lady Fatima. And we're dedicating this to Madam Roya
Mowafeq, yes.
And also in dedication to the ascension of Baha'u'llah.
Yes.
And it's a holy holiday for Baha'is all over the world.
Yes.
So we dedicate that to everyone. Lots of love to everybody. And enjoy this beautiful music. And we'll be right back.
مقصود
Wow, that was the beautiful voice of Lady Fahima and her dedicated song to Councillor Fari, Madam Ottawa, and she's the one that made this whole program and set it up for us, and we're just running her legacy. And that was also dedicated to Madam Roya Mogafe.
Yes.
And also the Ascension of Baha'u'llah, the holy day of the Baha'i peoples. And wow, powerful song. I really enjoyed that and really loved it. Thank you so much.
Yeah. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, so beautiful. So we do have Celia on the line with us too. And now that I remember, we did speak with you about the change. So yes, we will talk to Celia, the president of Minnetonka Park Association. And welcome to the program, Celia. How are you?
Hi.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Doing well. Thanks very much. It's always a pleasure to join everyone here.
Yeah, we dedicated the second song to you and your brother, and but we'd really love to hear your words on change.
Yeah, well, I think life, you know, the thing is it's an interesting thing, right? Because I think in general, people resist change that they're not in control of. You know, often they will resist change that they don't feel in control of. But, you know, I was thinking when I heard what this topic was, I was thinking, you know, change is, it's inevitable. Not only is it inevitable, but it's part of, like, life is dynamic. If you look at nature and things are changing all the time, and that it's kind of like, for me, having a positive relationship with change is kind of like not surrendering, but kind of accepting co-creation, like that nature and life is co-creating with us as we walk through our life, mm-hmm, with our loved ones and with each other and that type of thing. So it's like some kind of grace of ease and ease of flow, that we step into some level of grace and acceptance with our relationship with change. You know, there's that flexibility that is important to keep in our minds and hearts when it comes to change. Because some change is fantastic. We go, oh, that change is fantastic. But other changes are harder things that happen and change, you know, that we maybe resist or fight. But we make that path a lot more difficult if we treat the change that we don't want as an enemy. You know what I mean? So that was some of the thoughts that came to mind. And I'm a little bit later on the show so than I normally am, because I made a mistake. And see, I was smiling because that was a change for you, an unexpected change for you, Quange.
Yeah.
You know, unintended, but, you know, so you had that flexibility to go with what is happening at any given moment, right?
Well,
embrace the dynamic.
Well, I'm very happy that you were with your brother in his time of need. And of course, we wish him well, and hopefully he gets a quick and absolute recovery.
Mm-hmm.
And
thank you,
because we know what cancer and all these diseases can do to any family,
yes,
regardless of the age. So it's
yes,
yeah.
Thank you. Yes, I'm just always grateful for any time, and in life generally, but just, you know, really appreciating any time we get with each other.
Mm-hmm.
You know, all of us, right?
Yes.
These are precious moments for all of us.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, especially when we see the candle getting smaller. As we all do, mm-hmm, and notice and realize, and you know, it's a great thing that we're able to, you know, get together, especially live, and share our stories and history and experience to those listening. And it's just a blessing and an honor to share positivity, human growth, and empowerment for human rights and justice, and just be able to shape this world in a much more positive, wonderful way, the way it should be. And we just really appreciate you for coming on to the program, and all the wonderful work that you do at Minnetonka Park Association too.
Yes.
Thank you. It's a blessing to be able to come on the show and share and to be able to do work at Minnetonka and mm-hmm. all of this and be in connection with everybody.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Which Thank reminds you. Me to send out a big shout out to Tri-City Community TV.
Yes, absolutely. Yes.
Jeff Scott, and mm-hmm. He's the one running the show over there. We know he listens to our program all the time. And occasionally I watch some of his stuff on YouTube. He's got a channel there, and he's always showing stuff, what the community's doing, local people that are doing wonderful work, whether they're volunteers or part of the community and leadership. So, and also mm-hmm. some of the Indigenous people and what they're doing, the activities that they do. So he's a, mm-hmm. he's a really wonderful person and a fellow member of the media. So he's spreading some positivity too. So we wish him well, and we know that he was cut off from some of his funding, so we're looking that he'll be able to reconnect and get that going again. Although he still continues to strive on and do good work, we wish him the best and lots of continued
and victory.
Yeah, positivity yes. in the world.
Yes.
So we're getting down to the end of our program here. So we're going to thank you for joining us.
Thank you very much. I'm so glad to hear Lady Fahima's voice again, too. It's been a while.
We'll That's miss so you lovely. Physically. Thank you so much. We yes. miss you down here physically. But we catch up next one. Thank you.
That's for sure. That's for sure. And it's always good to hear your voice, too, Quinch.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. So, okay. Lots of best wishes to you. Lots of love to you and your brother and your whole family. Lots of love and have a great week and weekend, and looking forward to hearing from you again soon.
Very yes. good. Thank you so much.
Yes.
Bye for now.
Bye-bye
yes.
now.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye for now.
Bye for now.
Yes. Yeah. And so that was our president of Minnetonka Park Association, Celia. Just always wonderful to catch up with her and hear some stuff from her. And we do know that... Lady Fahima, you've been working hard on getting some people on you. Thank you so much for that wonderful song, Azizam.
Yes, thank you.
Yeah.
And there is more a story that the next session I would provide it for you more information, but because we don't have enough time to give some more details about that song, Azizam. But we definitely follow up in the next session of your program.
Oh, yes.
And it's a pleasure to be physically and at the studio of the Free Voices. It's just outstanding station with the whole team. It's really a blessing in my path. Mm. Thank you all for having me.
Yes, and I'd also like to give some big shout outs to some of our past guests that you brought on, Dr. Akfan,
yes,
Mr. Sapa,
yes,
Dr. Latif, our dentist,
yes, Anna Marcus,
our, yes, our champion dancer, Irish, yes, dancer,
yes,
and there's a few more, but I can't remember them. But we do really appreciate them. They're such huge representatives of humanity. Dr. Akfan, he's an international law lawyer for United Nations. Mr. Sapa, he's a world-renowned architect. He built the Lotus Temple in New Delhi, India. And
that is one of his
work. One of them. Yeah, so we time to time we get some really wonderful human beings to come on, and we really appreciate you for able to get them to come to our program and share the wonderful inspirations that they've done to the world and with us, and they've honored us to come onto Free Voices and share with us. And I'm just so grateful and honored to be able to bring them on.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Okay, and so we're going to end the program. We're going to be playing some Kitty, Daisy, and Lewis, and their song is called I'm Going Back. And it's a great one. So thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
And thank you out there listening. Thank you for joining us at CGSF 90.1 FM the program Free Voices. Come back again next Thursday, 3 o'clock to 4 o'clock. And we also have Jacob coming up on the art show in a couple of hours. Listen to him. He's got great stuff. So thank you all. Bye for now.
Bye-bye.
Kitty, Daisy, and Lewis, I'm going back.
This is I'm Going Back. I'll be fine.